The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 10. A Funeral and a Trial. It was very quiet in St. Petersburg. The church was full of people. They were waiting quietly. Some people were crying. Everybody was wearing black clothes. They had come to the church for a funeral. It was the funeral of the three drowned boys, Tom, Joe, and Huck. Aunt Polly arrived at the church with Mr. and Mrs. Harper. The funeral started. The minister stood at the front of the church. The people stood up, and they sang a hymn. Then the people sat down, and the minister talked about the boys. Tom, Joe, and Huck were good boys. They were clean and tidy. They behaved well. They helped their families and their school friends. The people of St. Petersburg remembered these good, helpful boys. Soon everybody was crying. The minister was crying too. Suddenly, there was a noise. The minister looked towards the back of the church. He was very surprised. His mouth opened. He could not speak. People stood up. They turned round. The three dead boys walked along the aisle. Tom was first. Joe followed him. Huck was last. They had come to their own funeral. This was Tom's wonderful idea. Aunt Polly grabbed Tom, and the Harpers grabbed Joe. They kissed them and held them. Everybody in the church was talking. Huck wanted to run away, but Tom grabbed Huck.
"Aunt Polly, Huck's here too," Tom said.
"Yes, dear," said Aunt Polly. "I'm very happy to see Huck."
And she grabbed Huck and kissed him. Huck was not happy. He did not like people kissing him. But Tom was very happy. This was the best day of his life. The next morning, Muff Potter's trial started. Tom and Huck waited outside the courtroom all day. And on the second day of the trial, they waited again. People came out of the courtroom, and they talked to each other. Huck and Tom listened. The boys were very worried. Everybody said the same things. The trial was going to end on the third day. Judge Thatcher believed Injun Joe's story. Muff Potter was guilty of murder. Muff Potter was going to be hanged. After the second day of the trial, Tom came home very late. Aunt Polly was in bed. Tom climbed into the house through a window. He was very excited, and he could not sleep. Where had he been? On the third day, Tom and Huck sat inside the courtroom. It was full of people. Injun Joe looked at Muff Potter. Muff Potter was very frightened. Injun Joe was quiet. Judge Thatcher arrived. Each witness came to the front of the courtroom.
"I was near the river. I saw Muff Potter," said the first witness. "He was washing his hands. There was blood on his hands. He saw me, and he ran away."
"I have no questions to ask," said Muff's lawyer.
"I found the knife in the graveyard," said the second witness. "The knife was near the doctor's body."
"I have no questions to ask," said Muff's lawyer.
"The knife belongs to Muff Potter," said the third witness.
"I have no questions to ask," said Muff's lawyer. The people of St. Petersburg were angry. The lawyer was not asking any questions. Did he want Muff Potter to die? Then Muff's lawyer stood up and spoke to the judge.
"Judge Thatcher," he said, "at the beginning of the trial, you asked Mr. Potter to tell the truth. He pleaded guilty. Guilty of murder. He was drunk at the time of the murder. he cannot remember the murder, but he pleaded guilty. Now, he does not plead guilty, said the lawyer. He pleads not guilty. There is another witness, Tom Sawyer.
Everybody in the courtroom was surprised. Everybody looked at Tom. He walked to the front of the courtroom.
Tom Sawyer, where were you at midnight on the 17th of June?
Asked Muff's lawyer. Tom was very frightened. Injun Joe was looking at him.
I was in the graveyard, said Tom quietly.
Speak louder, please, Tom, said the lawyer. Don't be frightened.
I was in the graveyard,
said Tom loudly. Injun Joe smiled. It was a terrible smile.
Were you near Hoss Williams' grave? Asked the lawyer.
Yes, sir,
replied Tom.
Were you hiding? Asked the lawyer.
Yes, sir, I was hiding behind a tree,
said Tom.
Was anybody with you?
Yes, sir, I was with...
Don't tell me his name, Tom, said the lawyer. I will talk to your friend soon. Did you have anything with you?
Yes, sir, a cat, sir, a dead cat, Tom replied.
Some people laughed, but Injun Joe did not laugh. The lawyer spoke to Judge Thatcher.
Tom was in the graveyard, he said. We can show the body of this cat to the court.
The lawyer spoke to Tom again.
Now, Tom, he said, what did you see in the graveyard? Tell everybody.
Tom started to talk. It was very quiet in the courtroom. Everybody was listening to Tom's story. At last, he said,
and the doctor hit Muff Potter with the piece of wood. Muff fell down. Then Injun Joe pushed the knife into the doctor's...
Suddenly, Injun Joe jumped up. He ran to a window. Some men tried to stop him.
Crash!
Injun Joe broke the glass. He jumped out of the window, and he ran away.